You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's something that Shannon and I do that Jeremy thinks is odd. And I Kiss. Would like to...
It's not weird at all.
Well, that's the end of this conversation.
This is a different topic. Different topic.
I came in the other day and was talking about watching a show. One of our shows. In fact, it might have even been Game of Thrones that I was telling you about this. And I said, I could not get by with these shows without turning on closed captioning. And Jeremy's first thought was that I'm like so old that I can't hear anymore. That's not it. I can hear what's going on. But when you watch these shows, there's so much stuff flying out there. And people mumble sometimes, or the music gets really loud, or they'll say something to be like, wait a minute, what'd they say? And you'll rewind. Closed captioning has become my go-to for almost every show. And guess what? My wife is exactly the same way. We always turn on closed captioning. Jeremy thought I was nuts.
Yeah,
and then,
that's weird.
To show you that's not an age thing, Shannon pipes in.
I always have it on. I have to have closed captions on. It drives me crazy when they're not on. Because what if you miss something? What
exactly.
if you miss a word? I don't want to have to rewind.
I was pretty sure when I convinced Jer-Bear to try watching Game of Thrones, and you gave it one episode, and you're like, I'm not in. I'm convinced that if you closed captioned that show, it would mean more to you and you'd get more into it. Because they throw out so many names, places, and these are fantastical names
Aren't
and places.
Aren't you missing the action on the screen, though?
Uh-uh.
Not at
Although
all.
Although delightful scenery and all that?
Uh-uh. I see everything.
Side note, I'm 5 episodes into Game of Thrones now.
What?
And I haven't missed a beat. So I don't know.
You are watching it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you just couldn't do it.
No, I'm back into it. So I'm in. I like it.
Okay. I'm
super late to the party, but I haven't had that issue at all.
Okay. But for me, it's every show. And now I have to have it. And it's the same thing with my bride. We're like, we got to turn on closed captioning. How many people are just like us? And how many are like Jeremy who refuse to do it?
I think it's because I rarely have time to plunk down and actually just watch a show. Everything I watch is in passing, or I'm listening to it, or 9 times out of 10, I'm on the treadmill. And that's where I watch all my shows. If I do pull an hour on the treadmill, and with the running and the up and down, up and down, up and down, I can't.
You can't hear it.
I can't. No, I can't read closed captioning while I'm running. Huh. I would get so sick, I would fall off.
Really?
I'd rather watch and listen while I'm running.
Because when I'm on a treadmill, it's so loud that I need closed captioning to be able to see what's going on.
Totally. See, and then 90% of the time, I'm watching on my iPad. So maybe that makes a difference, too. I put it right there in front of me on the treadmill, and it's in my face.
Flip side of this issue. If you're like me, 90% of the time that you're watching TV, you're eating. So,
so you're crunching.
You're crunching.
You got the crunch factor.
And that way you can have your chip
have your chip and eat it.
Think about that.
Yes. Or if like somebody comes in, if you live with somebody and they start talking, you can be like you and act like you're listening, but you can read the closed captions and not miss anything.
How many of our listeners, to me, I can never go back. And I've wondered about closed captioning for our show. For our radio show, for people in their car, if it came up on their screen, the closed captioning of what we were saying, I think people would turn that on, too.
Wouldn't that be horrible, though, if you're driving into work?
Yeah, it sounds dangerous.
Sounds really dangerous.
Maybe. But how about the heads-up
the
display?
The heads-up display on the windshield.
On the windshield.
Still.
That's dangerous.
So it's there, but only in case you miss something, then you can go back and look.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you guys something?
What?
I worked for a TV station for a short time, and I actually did close captions.
You did not.
I did.
You can't spell
anything.
You're
the worst speller on the planet.
I can't spell a word.
Who hires the world's worst speller to do closed captions?
It wasn't my only job there, but I did do it.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know how
many
mistakes got through.
People reading that.
What? I think I have seen your work on some shows.
Oh, yeah?
There's just a question mark. I don't know how to spell that.
I think this is how you spell it. a lot of just parentheses of IDK.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You tell me.
Here's Vonda on the phone. Good morning, Vonda. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Vonda.
So what do you say?
Oh, we can't live without it.
How come?
Because 10 years ago when my daughter was born, we turned on the closed captioning because with a busy household and a baby crying, dogs barking, it's great to have closed captioning because you can hear you can read it all.
I see what you did there.
Right.
That's really good.
Boy, it sounds like your house is a madhouse.
Yeah. The best part is that it will tell you the names of songs.
Yes, and what I don't like, I will say there's a negative to it, and that's when they feel the need to do too much, like door closing or crickets or something. I can hear all of that.
Yeah, but that's for people that
I understand. They need to have two choices. They need one for hearing impaired,
yes,
right? And then they need one for just people who want the context.
All right.
That's my recommendation. I'm glad you called, Vonda.
Right.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on our show. Here's Mary. Good morning, Mary. Welcome.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think you and Shannon are bizarre. I cannot do closed caption at all because I end up only looking at the words and missing, like what Jeremy said, the scenery.
I'm
like,
kind of with you on
TV.
That. So
it's crazy.
The show that I really liked, it was on Netflix, and it was called Narcos. And the whole show is in like Spanish, and you had to read through the whole show. It's a fantastic show, and it's the only time I've really read a program. But yeah, I found myself missing a lot of what was going on up above because I'm looking down below.
I think Mary and Jeremy, what I would tell you is the more you do it, the better you get at comprehending.
You can train
everything.
Your eye one up,
yeah,
one down.
You comprehend everything.
The only time it's worked is I speak French, and so if I would watch a show in French, I would turn on the French closed captions so that, because you know, they speak faster than we do, and you don't want to miss anything in that language, so that helped, but I was still reading more French than actually watching
the
show.
Can you say something in French for us?
Yeah.
Tell us how much you love us.
Oh, my God. Je vous aime beaucoup. I love you guys a lot.
Oh,
we love you back, Mary. Have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Mary.
Thank you for being on the show.
To you too. Le poo-poo.
Here is Brian. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey. Do you turn on the closed captioning like I do?
I have been woke. Yes, I do now. I came down one day. We were a loud house. I'm a loud guy. My daughter isn't even fazed by it anymore. And I said, what's the closed captioning doing on TV? Figured somebody pressed too many buttons. I said, Dad, I can't pay attention to my shows. You guys are always in my face. So I turned on closed captioning, and now I enjoy it. I've gotten into Lemony Snicket's on Netflix. I mean, we're woke.
It's all because of you, Brian.
It's because you're so loud.
You're too loud and annoying for your children, Brian.
I am. It works.
It does.
All right.
Buddy, thank you
I
for being on
you.
Our show.
That's funny.
Who's next? Catherine. Good morning, Catherine. What do you think?
Good morning.
What do you say?
So I do not use closed captioning at all. Like, I can't pay attention, and so I just don't. But I do type captioning for a living.
Oh, like Shannon was doing.
You do it, but you don't like it.
Yes. No, I don't use it, but I like typing it.
Huh.
It is funny if you're at the gym or you're somewhere, if you're in a waiting room somewhere and they have a news channel on and that person's trying to keep up. That can be hilarious because it's probably like when our Shannon did it. It's like every third word is misspelled or something is, or if it's a different word and you know they were saying something else, but the closed captioning person heard something else.
Like, what?
So the sentence makes no sense whatsoever.
Which there am I supposed to use?
Catherine, thank you for being on our show. Have a great weekend. Vicky, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys.
What do you think?
Hey.
My husband and I did not used to use closed captioning, but then our kids started, they wanted to watch shows like Sherlock, and between the plot and the accent, they had to have it on because they couldn't figure out what was going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we have it depending on the show. If it's a show with a lot of accents or a complicated plot, we'll have it on.
I will tell you.
Handy. It sounds very handy.
I love the British shows, and I will tell you this. I think, I can't remember which one it was, but it was most definitely a British show that got me started on it. Because they're speaking English, but I couldn't understand still what the hell they were saying.
It's fast talking.
Really fast.
And the slurring. And Yeah.
That's exact. Vicky, thank you for being on our show. Time for one more. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to this?
So we are a caption family. Absolutely. Always have been. I wanted to share a side benefit with you guys. All of our kids started reading before they were three. And I really believe it's just because they were exposed to seeing the written words they were seeing, like from birth.
Oh, that makes sense. So they're hearing the words and seeing them at the same time.
Yes, and all the preschool teachers were saying, you know, what programs have you been doing to teach them to read? And we really weren't doing anything.
No, we just plunk them in front of the TV all day.
We're watching Sons of
it's
Anarchy.
It's kind of a good thing and a bad thing.